This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and today is an extremely special day.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Our entire hour is dedicated to one topic, a fuzzy, playful, snuffly, snuggly topic, dogs. Let's look backward. Maybe 18 months ago, give or take, to start. The pandemic was still in the early stages, offices tentatively pushing back those return dates month after month, and it was getting clearer by the day we were going to be in quarantine for a while. So people started looking around their homes they were now trapped in and finding them a little empty. You know what could fill that space? A dog. Let the pandemic puppy craze begin. Now, according to a survey done by the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, 23 million households in the U.S. welcomed a new pet into their house during the pandemic, and we want to know if you are one of them. Did you get a pandemic puppy? How's it been if you have? Are things changing in your house now that people are heading back to the office or some other kind of work? Tell us about it. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can tweet us at Radio Boston. Joining us now, Mike Kiley, Director of Adoption Centers and Programs at the MSPCA. Mike, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. I just kind of want to ask you, how big was the surge here, Mike?
Well, in terms of interest for adoption during the pandemic, it reached new heights that I'd never seen before. And I thought there was a lot of interest in adoption leading into the pandemic. And I was totally blown away by how much interest there was since the start of the pandemic.
Did it happen all at once? Like we're going along and going along and then boom, the phones just start ringing at, you know, triple off the hook? Or was it a gradual ramp up in, let's say, that first 6 to 12 months?
It happened pretty immediately. I think that was what was surprising to us. And, you know, typically in New England, the time of year in which the pandemic started was usually a slower month for us in terms of intake of animals for adoption. So it came right at a time where our population was a bit lower. And, you know, when we placed animals up for adoption on our website or on our social media, we were overwhelmed by the number of people who applied for each and every animal. It didn't matter if they were old or big or certain breeds. Every dog that people were interested in, every dog that we've made available, there was tons of interest.
So I'm trying to kind of get a sense of before or after. I wonder, you know, do you know on a given year prior to the pandemic, how many dogs might your shelter have adopted out? And how many did you adopt in the first year of the pandemic?
Yeah, actually, it's, you know, typically our organization was adopting out about 1,500 dogs per year. You know, we see more other species like cats and other small animals than we do see dogs in locally. And, you know, we saw a really surprising trend that we didn't anticipate. Normally, when there's major events, natural disasters or other things, there is usually a flood of animals that enter our system as a result or enter shelters around the country. And we just anticipated, having never been through a pandemic, that because that was such a major event, that we would see a similar trend of animals needing to come in to care and ultimately get adopted. And we saw the exact opposite. We saw that people are holding on to their animals and that our intake rate dropped by 30%. But at the same time, the surge in interest tripled, you know, or quadrupled. It's hard to quantify. And we would get hundreds of inquiries per animal. So, you know, there were times throughout the pandemic where we had sometimes in our larger shelter systems only one or two dogs available for adoption, but people calling constantly looking for that companionship. And I think that makes sense. Everybody was very scared and we're going through this unprecedented event in our lifetime. And we know that dogs especially really do provide that comfort and companionship that I think everybody was looking for. So it made sense that everybody was interested, just so it coincided with a lower intake than we were expecting.
So, Mike, we have two adopted dogs in my house right now. Sonny and Ernie are 13 and 14. We adopted them about 5 years ago after our previous adopted dog, Elvis, passed away. And we went through some pretty serious vetting in both cases to adopt the dogs. And I wonder, with this kind of demand, were you able to do the vetting you might do otherwise? And B, as everybody was looking for a dog, did you worry at all about households not really knowing what they were getting into or being prepared for the commitment that is having a dog?
It's a great question. I think one of the things that we pride ourselves on our organization is to not put up lots of barriers for adoption. I think, you know, we have chosen to trust the intentions of people coming in to adopt. You know, that's our message. We've been putting that message out for decades, is that we have homeless animals that, you know, need to get out of shelters and into loving homes. And so instead of grilling people and really, you know, maybe judging people is be the right word, we really changed our process to be an open invitation for conversation and really focus on the matchmaking components of making sure that it's a good union between the animal and the person. And so we didn't want to change that direction. We really wanted to welcome people that wanted to adopt and really focus on who that dog was, who the adopter was, and make sure that it was a good fit. And of course, you know, we've never been through a pandemic. Neither had anybody that was interested in adopting. So we, of course, had conversations about, you know, lifestyle changes that may happen as a result of the pandemic. And I think as a field, we have a tendency to doubt the intentions of adopters rather than embrace when people reach out to us. And I never doubted for a moment from any conversations we had with people that were adopting that they had anything but the best intentions for the animal and for their family, and really wanting that family to be a complete family, meaning adding a dog to their household to really get that full family feeling.
So listeners, let me turn to you. We'd love to hear one of your stories about your pandemic puppy adoption. Who is your dog? When did you adopt? How's it going? Mike, I'll come back to you. Okay, so now we're months into this. Oh, actually, I've got a caller here. So let's go to that. Let's talk to Jens in Sherburn. Jens, go ahead.
Yes, we ended up getting dogs, even though I explicitly made it clear I didn't want dogs. my wife kind of enforced them upon us, and we even had a family gathering where I declared, if the dogs come in, I'm out. Finally, they convinced me, and now I'm the one who's involved with the dogs more than they are.
And do you love them, Jens?
We declare them both. We declare them COVID puppies.
Jens, thank you for that. You know, there was an entire social media push for a while, Mike, of pictures of households where the dad said no dog, and now the dad is totally the dog lover in the family. Are you following households like a Jens household? You know, how are they doing with their pandemic pooch? Months or days or weeks or years later?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're always encouraged by the follow-up that we get from people who adopted. And that story is a really a common occurrence. A lot of times people really intentionally choose to add an animal to their household, and that is a full family discussion and everyone embraces it. Other times animals come into our lives in unexpected ways. And we've certainly seen that with the stray cat that shows up for food, and someone embraces that and takes the animal into their home. And I think what we learned through this process is just how important animals are to our family. And so, you know, when that flush of animals didn't happen as an intake as we predicted, we really turned our attention to making sure that the animals that were in our community and already a valued member of the family were able to stay with them. We saw that there was a lot of worry that because of health or economics or losing a job and that there was a real possibility that animals would start to get separated from their humans that loved them. And we really wanted to make sure that didn't happen. So we've been delivering pet meals to food pantries to make sure that pets were fed during this pandemic, as well as into isolated individuals. We provided access to affordable veterinary care to make sure that didn't become a barrier for someone keeping their animal. And we've delivered over 3 million meals to food pantries and individuals since the beginning of this pandemic. And it's all in service of making sure that human-animal bond continues. And for those that, you know, did need to separate from their animals for very real and challenging reasons, that we would also have a safe place for them to go and be able to get into a new loving family.
Mike, is there a pandemic match that warms your heart, a particular dog with a particular family?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm searching back in my memory, but I think, you know, one of the things that I would say just as a generalization, and I can't think of a very specific example at the moment, but, you know, some of the animals that might have a harder time getting adopted, animals with behavior issues or senior animals, we were really delighted to see that those animals got new attention and new interest and were able to get into homes so much faster as a result of the interest in adoption. So, there's definitely a number of those examples that are spinning in my mind, but I think I was very, you know, it was very heartwarming to see that that people reached out and really looked beyond some of the things that they might have not looked at before and took on some animals that maybe they didn't originally think would be the profile of the dog that they had in their mind, but have had such a loving and wonderful relationship with them since.
Let's hear from Brian real quick in Boston. Brian, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call. My wife and I got two pandemic puppies. We actually had planned on getting puppies in like December before the pandemic started. We're waiting for my semester end. And, you know, once the pandemic happened, we were like, we need to do this still. And we were lucky enough to get two babies from Georgia. They were 8 weeks old. And we actually changed our whole lifestyle around it, but it kept us out and in the neighborhood during the pandemic. And we actually got a travel trailer so that we were able to travel last summer, because as you can imagine, two lab mixes are not the greatest hotel dogs as babies. So it was a great experience for us. And we had our old guy for 12 years. And it took us 3 years to be able to, like, move on to new puppies. And it really kept us active during the pandemic, kept us out, kept us walking, meeting neighbors, et cetera.
That's great, Brian. Thanks for telling us your story. So, Mike, last question to you. So if there's someone out there now thinking about adopting a dog, what's your message to them?
Well, we definitely need adopters more than ever. I think certainly that big spike that we just talked about during the start of the pandemic has started to slow a little bit. And we are seeing that some of the bigger dogs or certain breeds or ages or dogs with some challenges medically or behaviorally are having a little bit more trouble finding homes. And we've made a lot of changes to be able to help bring animals up to Massachusetts to help, help communities throughout the country that are overwhelmed with the number of animals now coming into their shelters to be able to help those animals get into homes. We affiliated with Northeast Animal Shelter January of last year and brought in almost 4,000 cats and dogs to Massachusetts for adoption from other shelters in other parts of the country. And that profile is, we're seeing that slowing process probably back to that 2019 interest level that people are interested in adopting dogs, but certain categories are getting overlooked. So I encourage everyone to sort of take a fresh look at all the animals that are up for adoption and, maybe think past the guys and really look at the personality, and we'd be happy to help people find a match if they're still looking for a dog out there.
All right. Mike Kiley, Director of Adoption Centers and Programs at the MSPCA, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.